Kirsten Zemke is with us now. She's an ethnomusicologist at the University of Auckland School of Social Sciences. Kia ora, Kirsten. Welcome.
Kia ora, thank you.
We were just discussing playlists earlier because Zen very helpfully helped us out. Our sort of music guru here at RNZ in Wellington helped us out with the little mashup we did earlier on all the acts coming back this summer. And it just reminded us of making mixtapes. And God forbid, using it was cassettes mine was made on. That ages me and dates me. It's weird because with Spotify, it kind of, you know, it's kind of almost automatic, isn't it? You can just hit shuffle and off it goes. And it's certainly very easy now technologically to do this, Kirsten. But what makes a good one?
Well, I'm quite fascinated because what an ethnomusicologist is we are an anthropologist that uses music to tell us about people. And so, yeah, looking at Spotify playlists, which, you know, so weird, they are like mixtapes, but they're public, you know, can tell me, like, what are people doing? How are they listening to music? When are they listening to music? How are they curating, you know, these playlists and choosing themes possibly outside the, you know, original purpose of the song with the composers in creating their own meanings and associations with the songs. And so it actually tells me a lot. And this one is sort of a long story how I got there. I was going to do epic, and I was thinking about what makes a song epic, you know, thinking brass and horns and orchestral scores, or maybe a song that stands the test of time. But there were so many that were roughly similar, like inspirational, feeling good, because these aren't quite exercise songs. They're certainly not studying or going to sleep songs. So I don't know when you would want an epic feeling for your playlist. But one of the best ones, and this is a real one, is a playlist literally called Something So Great Has Happened That It's the End of My Movie and the End Credits Are Rolling. And so I've been asking people this week, you know, what would be the song at the end of your movie? You know, what sort of captures the triumphs and troubles and struggles of your life, I guess. And these are all wonderful songs that have this meaning possibly outside their original intention.
All right, where do we begin today?
So the first one I've got is a Motown track, Your Love Keeps Lifting Me Higher and Higher, from 1967, Jackie Wilson. And, you know, we see Motown used in a lot of films. It is so joyful, but Motown's story and African Americans, you know, that time that Motown came through, really celebrating themselves in the civil rights movement, that it has these multiple layers of just a happy song. It's actually also sort of a whole community, you know, struggling and finding positivity.
Yeah, there's no doubt there's many tracks that are what you might call the uppers for us, right? Everyone
okay.
has their own.
Okay, interesting. I wouldn't didn't know yeah. if I was allowed to say that.
You know, I think of one, as soon as you start to try and remember specifics, they won't come to you. Keep going. I'm literally playing through a chorus in my head to try and get to a song title.
Okay, well, because I asked my dad this morning on my way out, and I said, Dad, what would play at your funeral? And it was The Way We Were, Barbra Streisand. And that's kind of bittersweet, isn't it? It's love, but, you know, sadness. And I was like, okay, Dad, maybe we should talk. but this next one we have is positive. This is Elton John, I'm Still Standing. Now, it came out in 83. Elton John had had sort of a real rocky career in the 70s and was married to a woman. And so it wasn't until the 80s where he came out with his sexuality and kind of took that risk to his career. Obviously, he's still standing and he's standing in front of massive crowds. But so this song, you know, has this positivity through, you know, through sort of fear and coming out and sort of almost like a chrysalis reemerging.
In a simple way, and if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing. Were meant to cut me down, and if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing better than I ever did, looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Kirsten, sometimes these playlists are about moments in time, like you want that music there because it takes you back to a very specific place or event or person. Sometimes it's just simply the beat of the music. I mean, there's the workout playlist, isn't it? That'd be
yeah.
perfect for your jumping jacks and your circuit, the one you want for boxing, you know, the boxing gym or whatever.
Yeah, that sort of encouragement, inspiration, enthusiasm. Yeah. But I think you're so right about our nostalgic personal associations that maybe nobody else has. You know, nobody might have that particular time that song was played for you and it becomes so special to you. Totally outside, again, the artists or the producers or the composers, you know, it becomes this living being. Now, this next one is more my style. It's more, it's, this is what I wanted at my funeral. This is a more maudlin sort of a life well lived. A life not perfect, but a life well lived. This is My Way, Frank Sinatra. 1969, but actually his career was fading at that time. You know, the sort of old big bandy sound had moved on in rock and roll, and he actually had, you know, he did things my way, he stuck to his way, and then had, you know, his career then stay on after that.
And now the end is near, so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets I've had a few, but then again too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was darkness, had my fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, oh no, not me, I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not.
There you go, My Way, Frank Sinatra. I don't know what it is. It's just, I've sort of envisaged empty halls sometimes and someone just grabbing the mic. It's sort of the wine bottles are all over the floor.
Yeah, I was picturing the same thing. I was picturing myself at the piano, you know.
It's just a song of resilience and bugger you, basically, isn't it?
I know. I don't know where we go after that. It's just like we should all go home. That's it, you know. But it's just, it's triumphant, but sort of sad at the same time.
Yeah.
Now, this next one is more sort of women's empowerment, you know, especially coming from an African-American woman, just sort of celebrating herself. And I, you know, it can apply for any of us when we feel really good about something we've done. So this is Alicia Keys, 2012.
She's just a girl and she's on fire, hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away. Oh.
It's the anthem, isn't it? Epic voice, of course, but that's the anthemic part of the playlist, and I've got a few of those.
Now, I've just thought of a new name for this category. It's the sing into your hairbrush at home category. I'm gonna try that on Spotify and see what people think. But I'm hoping some people are doing that now, imagining themselves.
Well, someone was dancing while they were dancing to Elton John, actually, while unpacking the dishwasher. So there you go.
Oh, that's wonderful. So this last one, I don't see this as my life ending, but it's very romantic. So this is Bruce Springsteen, 1975, Born to Run. And I think it's, you know, imagining that you're just going to get in your car with your loved one and an old car and drive on a dusty road and just get out, you know, and just drive and see where it takes
it's
you.
Life's potential ahead of you kind of song.
Yeah. So this is a different kind of an ending, but we'll see if some of you still using your hairbrushes for this.
Thanks, Kirsten. Good one. See you.
You're welcome.
Machines sprung from cages on
Born to Run, that is Bruce Springsteen. Thanks very much to Kirsten Zemke for her playlist today.